18. Controlling the Tennessee River. James Heming. The land watered by the Tennessee River in the United States was once rich, but bad farming ruined it. The passage below describes how this land was made rich once again by means of dams and windbreaks, and by the generation of electric current to help the farmers work. It was such a successful scheme that it has been imitated in other places. The passage comes from Mankind Against the Killers, the Bridge Edition, 1959. This book contains a good deal of information about the World Health Organization and has a foreword by the first Director General, Dr. Brock Chisholm. A serious threat to farmers in many parts of the world is erosion. If a large area of land is cleared of trees and bushes and is then badly treated by the farmer, the rain and winds may gradually wash away or blow away much of the fertile topsoil. When this happens, crops of corn or grass become weaker and weaker until nothing much will grow at all. If erosion is allowed to continue, it will turn good farmland into a desert. When erosion first appeared, the farmers sometimes moved on to another place, leaving the wasted land to recover as best it could. Sometimes they sank into poverty, trying to make a living from the barren soil. Soon, responsible people remembered that there was little fertile soil in the world, and it was clear that this small quantity must not be ruined. Governments started to take an interest in the subject and tried to stop erosion. The first really bold attempt to do this was started by the government of the United States of America in 1933. This experiment set a pattern for the world. The district where the experiment was carried out was the area watered by the Tennessee River in the USA. The total area, about the size of England and Scotland combined, contained 4.5 million people. Floods and bad farming over the years had ruined a land that had once been rich and had made it miserably poor. A plan to save the region from poverty was made, and a special organization called the Tennessee Valley Authority, TVA, was established to carry out this plan. The idea was to bring the great Tennessee River under control so that it could be used to restore and protect the land and people to which its floods had formerly brought disaster. Big dams were built across the river and its tributaries. In the rainy season, there was plenty of water, and the dams stored it for use during the dry months. At the same time, they provided the water which could be used for generating electricity. The TVA staff also helped the farmers to fertilize the soil and to plant windbreaks, which would turn the force of the wind upwards away from the land. They taught the farmers to plow across the slopes of the hills, not upwards and downwards, in order to keep the rainwater in the land, and they tried to change the old methods of farming into modern ways. For a time, the inhabitants of the valley were not interested, but not for long. Good crops began to appear on the land where the new methods were used. Electrical machinery, driven by the electricity produced at the dams, first made the farmers curious, and then made them eager to use it themselves. Little by little, courage began to return to the sorrowful people of the valley. 10 years after the opening of the scheme, the valley of erosion and despair had become a green valley of laughter. Today, the Tennessee Valley is one of the busiest and richest areas in the world. But if things had been left as they were, it would now be a desert. The great success of the Tennessee Valley scheme has led to similar schemes elsewhere. In many places today, rivers are dammed to control floods, generate electricity, and store water for the land in the dry season. But there is much more to do.